Hey, everybody, welcome to the Hammer Down podcast on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I am super excited about today's guest. His name is Chris Atkinson, and he is the CEO of Class 8, which is taking like truck data to the next level and finding truck data in places truckers have never looked before. Chris, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Mike.
Oh, man, I'm delighted to have you. Let's get right into it. Tell me a little bit about Class 8.
Class 8 is focused on leveraging the data that comes off of trucks and converting it into solutions for carriers. We're very focused on carrier optimization. So that means collecting data from the truck, where the driver is, what routes they typically take, and converting that into recommendations, recommendations in the spot market, recommendations for the business.
Okay, now when you say recommendations, are you Waze for truckers, or is that something a little different?
Based on the technology that's out there, we are Waze. We are Tinder for trucking, in that we're matching truck drivers with opportunities. We are, in many ways, a Bloomberg for trucking. Like, we're helping you understand the market. So we're leveraging all of the, modern technology that exists and focusing it all on that market segment, on focusing it all on the plight of the truck driver.
Okay, let's go a little more into the weeds, because you've just hit on basically when you kind of said the Bloomberg of trucking, I couldn't help but think, oh, so you're kind of playing with the sonars and the S&Ps of the world. When you talked about smart routing, there's some AI tools out there. When you talk about load matching, there's a brokerage component to this. Did you secretly build a full-on turnkey supply chain solution here? How did this all come about? Walk me through some of the details.
No, I think those are just answers you give when you're trying to compare your business to another business. We're focused entirely on dispatch optimization. Definitely not competitive with FreightWaves, but we do leverage their data, which is why I mentioned the sort of Bloomberg angle to it. You're okay. Taking a lot of that market data, where the market's hot, where things are fluctuating, the all fantastic data that those folks have produced, and you're operationalizing it for truck drivers. So this is all focused on the dispatcher. It's all focused on dispatch optimization. That's our primary product. We have others in market that are more focused on just matching truck drivers with freight opportunities from DAT, from truck stop. But our primary focus is the product I just mentioned.
Got it. Okay. So if I've got it right, you're basically, and I'm probably paraphrasing this in a way you might hate, but should I think of, you built the TMS on steroids, you built the TMS that provides actionable insight across every step of a typical container journey or a typical trucking or, trailer journey?
I'm sorry, I'm making my business so difficult to pin down, but it is in a different category. And we are very much not a TMS at all. Like, I would say that if you think about the technology that exists in the trucking industry, primarily if you focus on the technology that is frequently purchased, right? So ELD and telematics, and then TMS systems, both of those collect data, both of those surface data, but actually taking that information and turning it into a system that provides recommendations and helps you run your dispatch operation, how you should assign your contract freight, what spot market lanes you should go into, which drivers you should, how you should actually pay your drivers. All of that is the additional layer. So it's another category of product altogether. There are other companies that definitely participate in that category, but dispatch optimization would be okay. The main title we'd offer for it. Yeah.
Very cool. So Chris, I spent some time on your website. One of the things that really stood out was that you had, I don't want to paraphrase it as a virtual ELD, but it seemed like there was a way to put an ELD in place without actually putting an ELD. And for folks who don't know, ELD is electronic logging device. It's the thing that says, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Trucker, you've been on the road for a while. Maybe you need to take a break. It also follows, how far you've gone, provides data on the truck as to how fast it was operating, how aggressively your driver was rolling on the brakes, all that kind of information. Chris, walk me through that sort of almost ELD light approach that it seemed like you had on the site.
Yeah, I'm going to weave for a bit here again. The business started off as selling an ELD, and that business was called Fleet Rover. And then we pivoted into building a ELD/load board experience. And it was a short way into that that we pivoted into building a load board on top of other ELDs, which has been the business's focus for a long time. It's actually how we landed in dispatch optimization. Okay. But fast forward to today, we have all of that infrastructure available for an ELD. And now we have these partnerships with OEMs. What we determined at some point early last year is, wow, well, we can take that ELD, we can take that OEM data, and we can offer it alongside these other products. Meaning, yes, you do not need hardware. You can input your VIN and you can turn on that that device and have a functioning ELD without installation, without the cost of hardware. And we haven't brought that to market at scale yet, but we will next year. And we're really excited about it because we're going to be able to offer that at an extraordinarily competitive price point.
Awesome. Amazing. You talked a little bit about the history of the company, how it came to be. Walk me through your backstory. I've got this working theory that nobody gets into logistics on purpose. We either all fell into it, or our mom or dad was in it. So how did you end up here,
Mike? I haven't met anyone that does not fit with that particular theory.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how far I should go back, but I'll go all the way back to the first business I started, which was helping startups build and launch the first version of their product. So not long after the Facebook movie got pushed out, everyone was trying to be Mark Zuckerberg. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. Like, there was just a lot of optimism in tech, and there were a lot of people building startups at that time. It was a really unique time. And you could liken it to what's happened now with LLMs, but it was a really unique time back then. So for that reason, we had built this business that was helping you launch that initial version of the product, the MVP. And that went really well. That business continued to grow and take on more and more ambitious projects. But one of the most ambitious projects that we came across was a company had hardware that could be installed into the vehicle, and it had a hub and sensor system, meaning you had one device as a hub and you could connect any sensors to it that you wanted to. You could go after really niche markets in trucking with this technology that they had built. If you wanted to measure a multitude of zones in a trailer, if you wanted to connect other sensors to it that you otherwise would not typically connect, maybe even smoke detector, all these things were possible with that technology. And they wanted us to build the interface. They had the hardware, they needed the interface. And it was through that work that we started identifying, I'd say this is around 2015 or 2016 or something like that. We started identifying that a lot of the interfaces that were being pushed out in telematics, with one or two exceptions, were not well made. The TMS systems at that time were also not well made. There's a bunch of cloud-based ones now, but at that time, I'm fairly confident there were none. And there was not many businesses looking at this. Like, if you look at how freight tech has expanded over the past little while, it's so much larger now. But back then, this is pre-ELD mandate. So we also identified that as a trend and thought, well, that's going to be one of the greatest gold rushes in SaaS tech ever. So we didn't want to go after it as a consulting project. We wanted to go after it as a product. And I would say that from there, I really fell in love with trucking and transportation and logistics, because it's the type of problem where the more you peel back the layers of the onion, the more fascinating it gets. Just understanding that technology gap is fascinating. But then understanding the volatility of the freight markets and how that affects carriers, and how that's really a an indicator of macro and microeconomic conditions. It's just a subject you can continually dive into and learn more about. And there was enough meat on the bone there for me, and got really excited about it.
Very cool, Chris. Speaking of kind of getting your career started, this show really is focused on attracting newer recent grads to supply chain, because I think, to your point, we kind of suck at recruiting folks. So if you're talking to a college kid, let's say you happen to be wherever, and this kid says to you, "Hey, I'm thinking about supply chain." What's the piece of advice you would give to he or she about a career path in our industry?
Yeah, I'd start by asking questions, actually. Are you ambitious? Do you want to go after an industry that is growing? That do you want to do something that's going to be extraordinarily useful? And I think a lot of young people would, check off all those boxes. Those would all be things that resonated with them. And then I would just make the case. there are very few industries that can offer all of that and are still growing all the time and are, you know, very, very solid, I would say. So I think that jumping into tech and the intersection of tech and trucking is it's really fertile ground to build a career in.
All right, very cool. Chris, I've gotten to know Lara a little bit over the years as we work together here. I'm sure that she sent you documents or some sort of talking points in prep. What haven't I asked you that I should have, or what talking point haven't I given you the opportunity to touch on?
I mean, the main point I would want to sort of freestyle with here, I suppose, is just the current state of trucking. If we could just talk about that in the realm of technology, especially, I would offer that a lot of technology that has been built, aside from the TMS, aside from the ELD, hasn't really leveraged all of the modern tools that are available in a way that helps carriers. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that carriers can be a difficult segment to sell into because they can be skeptical of new technology, but skeptical for good reason. So many businesses have come along. They've suggested that they have the magic beans, the silver bullet, and it's netted out to not be true. And so I think in terms of building something novel, in terms of building something that truly leverages everything modern, including LLMs and new technology and data science that's out there, there's been a ton of that on the brokerage side, a ton of it. And if you look across the board, there's a ton of digital brokerages, and there's a ton of businesses that help digitize brokerages. And there's a ton of businesses that help those, you know, brokerages move freight, some mixture of analog and digital, but not as much emphasis on the carrier. And I'm very proud and excited to be working at that intersection. And I suppose I'd partly push it back to you. Like, does that resonate? Does that seem?
Oh man, you hit on one of my favorite stories in trucking, and it's you regularly hear, oh, truckers aren't sophisticated, truckers aren't tech savvy. And I love the way you positioned it as they're skeptical. It's not lack of savviness, right? Like in my mind, if you look at the first people to live in a tiny house, they're truckers. If you look at the first people to say, I'm going to be a remote worker, I'm going to be in a remote office where I can work from anywhere, probably using my phone, that was truckers, right?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing in the world, because when you log into a FreightWaves or a Journal of Commerce, there's a 50% chance you're going to see it. Oh, there's app fatigue story. And a 50% chance you're going to say, oh, these guys are Luddites who aren't really interested in technology. Only one of these can be true, right? So that mix to me is super interesting. And I love the way you touched on that to say, we want to build technology for the trucking community that is useful to the trucking community, not necessarily technology for technology's sake. So I really very much appreciate that answer. I think it's pretty tremendous, man. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to reach out to you and get in touch to find out more about Class 8, what is the best way to do so?
You can go to the site, class8.com, and you can let me know what you think about the site. And you can email me directly, chris@class8.com.
He's Chris Atkinson, CEO of Class 8. I'm Mike Bush, host of Hammer Down. Thanks for listening, everybody.